Hello everyone, it's my pleasure to be here and talk to in front of you. I'm going to talk about reduced precision and scientific computing, and the main concern here is the accuracy and keeping the improvement about the speed up. So many scientific applications, they are highly dependent on the linear algebra computation, and oftenly we are considering FP64 as something accurate. But nowadays we are seeing that many GPUs are providing reduced precision with huge amount of the floating point operation. So we are interested to use that and provide something with good accuracy. The first thing that is coming to the mind about the reduced precision is that start the computation, find the first solution, somehow good quality, and after that start refining that. For that reason, I was reading a paper, and then I was thinking, maybe can I replicate that experiment and see what happened if we forget the initial solution that provided by reduced precision and just use some random numbers as the initial point. I did that, and I got some interesting result. Almost the accuracy for forward error, which means that how we are close to the correct solution, and backward error means how much modification we need in the initial data to reach to the final solution. They were very similar to each other. You can see them here. They have a similar magnitude of order, and in that part even the random initialization is better. And that one is for backward error. A bit little different, but I think we can consider them very close to each other. And about timing, here I have implemented this idea in MATLAB. So it's a simulation, is not real timing, but we have to pay for that. So finding a first solution in reduced precision is costly, is not free. So I'm going back with this idea, okay, we have this possibility with the GPU, how we are able to use that. So the geometric perspective is finding the intersection between hyperplanes to find the solution of the linear system of equation. And how we are implementing that is the classical way that we are seeing in the LAPACK package. First, we have to do the panel factorization, and based on that, we have to use the DTRSM and DGEM. Those two are really good parallel, but the other one, which is panel factorization, is not. Because for keeping the accuracy, every time we have to check the column, finding the maximum value, and reordering the columns. But the rest of them is GEM, and GEM is very good implemented by the GPU. So the idea is that, okay, send the panel factorization to the CPU, and during the performing the trailing update, you can compute this one. So somehow you will go in parallel and get the solution as fast as possible. That idea is very dependent to the sensitivity of the architecture that we are using. If you have a super fast GPU, some slow CPU, and problem in between connection, you are losing the time and the collaboration is not working.